This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Demonstrators have gathered at the State House today to protest yesterday's shooting at East High, which left two administrators hospitalized. CPR's Paula Shalceda is in Denver.
I'm at the Colorado State Capitol, where hundreds of students, mostly from East High in Denver, are demanding action from lawmakers. Students are crowding the exits of both chambers, waiting for lawmakers to leave so they can ask about their support for upcoming gun bills. Lawmakers from both parties are being stopped in the hallways, surrounded by a sea of students wearing red, the color of East High. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The organization that represents many of Colorado's cities and towns has come out swinging against Governor Jared Polis' sweeping plan to build more housing. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Local governments have called their own shots for decades as to how and where to grow. Now, the governor wants to shift some of that power to the state in the name of boosting housing production and driving down prices. The Colorado Municipal League says that's a, quote, breathtaking power grab, unquote, and says the state should be working with local governments. The governor's administration has pulled together a coalition of environmentalists, affordable housing advocates, and other interest groups. But CML is a powerful presence at the Capitol. And Republican legislative leaders have signaled their disapproval of Polis's plan, too. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. Today, students are protesting at the Capitol, and parents are angry. They all want answers as to what school administrators are doing to put an end to the violence, not only at East High, but at schools around the state. And we're asking those questions, too. Come find the answers we're getting at Denverite.com. Up next, it's Here and Now.